Time theft happens when an employee is paid for time they did not actually work, by clocking in late, taking longer breaks, handling personal tasks on the clock, or inflating timesheets. It is rarely dramatic. It looks like a few minutes here and there, but across a team and a year, those minutes add up to a serious, invisible cost. Studies routinely estimate that time theft drains U.S. employers anywhere from $50 billion to more than $400 billion a year in lost productivity, and surveys find roughly 4.5 hours per employee per week slip away to non-work activity. Think of it as a slow dripping tap, easy to ignore until the bucket overflows and the repair bill is steep. The good news is that fixing time theft has nothing to do with micromanaging or playing the tight-fisted sheriff. It is about building a transparent, fair, well-measured workplace, and giving honest employees confidence that everyone is held to the same standard. This guide covers what time theft is, the most common types, how to detect it without bias, the legal lines you must respect, and a practical two-part plan to prevent it. Key takeaways, TLDR. Definition, being paid for time not actually worked, intentional, falsifying time sheets, or unintentional, losing track of time. Scale, affects 75% of U.S. businesses, costs estimated from $50 billion to $400 billion plus annually, 4.5 lost hours per employee per week. Common types, buddy punching, extended breaks, personal activities online, unauthorized overtime, and timesheet rounding. Detection, look at objective patterns, output, responsiveness, timesheet accuracy, not gut feelings about who looks busy. Prevention, combine a healthy, transparent culture with clear policy and automated time tracking/monitoring tools. Legal caution, under the FLSA, you must pay for all hours worked, never dock wages to punish suspected time theft, and never retaliate. What is time theft? Time theft, sometimes called gold bricking, occurs whenever an employee receives pay for hours they did not genuinely work or during which they were not doing job-related work. It is an umbrella term that covers everything from deliberate deception, like clocking in a colleague who is not there, to subtler habits such as routinely stretching breaks or drifting into personal browsing. The danger is cumulative. Left unaddressed, time theft normalizes lower productivity. One person's habit creates a ripple effect, as team morale slips, deadlines slide, work quality drops, and the financial losses compound. The longer it goes unmanaged, the more expensive and entrenched it becomes. A useful distinction, time theft is the employee being overpaid for time not worked. Wage theft is the opposite, the employer underpaying for time that was worked. The FLSA prohibits wage theft, which is why your response to suspected time theft must never involve withholding earned pay. How much does time theft cost? 2025 to 2026 data. Estimates vary widely because time theft is hard to measure directly, but every credible source agrees it is a multi-billion dollar problem. Here are the most cited recent figures. Metric. Figure. Source. Annual U.S. cost of time theft. $50 billion to $400 billion plus in lost productivity. Statistic Brain/Industry estimates. Businesses affected by buddy punching. 75% of U.S. businesses. American Payroll Association. Time lost per employee, per week. 4.5 hours. Robert Half International. Annual cost of buddy punching, U.S. $373 million. Industry studies. Workers who admit to over-reporting hours. 24%, 2025. Business.com. SMBs that caught time theft in the last 12 months. 46%. 2025 HR Benchmark Report. Reduction in buddy punching with biometric clocks. 95 to 100%. Industry data. Figures are drawn from multiple 2024 to 2026 reports and vary by methodology. Treat them as directional benchmarks rather than precise universal rates. Types of time theft, how employees steal time. Knowing the answer to what is time theft is only useful if you can spot how it shows up day to day. These are the most common forms. Buddy punching. One employee clocks a coworker in or out when that person is late, absent, or leaving early. It remains one of the most common and costly forms of time theft. Extended breaks. Lunch and short breaks quietly stretch past their allotted time, eroding paid hours. Personal activities on the clock. Social media, shopping, gaming, and personal browsing are the most common forms in knowledge worker settings because it happens in plain sight. Excessive socializing. Not every chatty colleague is a problem, but persistent goofing around slows the person and everyone around them. Unauthorized overtime. Logging in early or out late isn't always hard work, sometimes it is inefficiency or padding, and unrecorded overtime can also create FLSA compliance risk. Taking credit for others' work. Claiming completed tasks that teammates actually delivered. Timesheet rounding and falsification. manually adjusting punch times or rounding up hours that weren't worked. In remote teams, the underlying issue is often not dishonesty but measurement. Reports suggest a large share of remote companies still rely on self-reported hours or no tracking at all, and when teams switch to objective, automated time capture, the accuracy gap between remote and in-office workers largely disappears. How to detect time theft, without the bias? Before hunting for time theft, drop the assumption that long hours equal hard work. Employees clever enough to game a system are equally capable of shaping your perceptions, so judge patterns and outcomes, not optics. With that caveat, these signals warrant a closer, and fair, look. Frequent unavailability. Consistently slow responses, especially from people with lighter workloads, can indicate drifting attention. Avoiding responsibility. Routinely dodging ownership may signal disengagement and a wish to avoid accountability for unfinished work. Low or declining work quality. Poor output despite long logged hours often means attention is elsewhere. Repeated, identical mistakes. The same errors recurring suggest instructions aren't being absorbed. Disruptive over-socializing. When one person's chatter visibly slows the team, the ripple effect is real. Low reliability and communication. Reliable people keep others in the loop, disengaged ones often don't. Padded status updates. Suspiciously long updates can mask thin actual progress, cross-check against deliverables. Checked out in meetings. Persistent disengagement when key topics are discussed. Important, any one of these can also signal burnout, unclear expectations, a tooling problem, or simmering team conflict. Treat signals as prompts for a supportive conversation, not as verdicts. How to prevent time theft, a two-part plan. There are two complementary ways to tackle time theft, and the best results come from using both together. Part 1, the organic way, build a better work environment. A disengaging environment is itself a cause of time theft. Culture is the cheapest, most durable prevention you have. Promote collaboration. Give people real ownership and meaningful work, recognition reduces the urge to coast. Improve communication. Bridge differences in culture, generation, and role so no one feels sidelined. Reduce excessive pressure. Chronic stress impairs focus and creativity, reasonable workloads protect output. Welcome constructive feedback. Be communicative, not combative, when employees raise concerns. Set clear goals and expectations. People rarely drift when they know exactly what done looks like. Be transparent. Understand what motivates each person, trust earned is trust returned. Part 2, the practical way, clear policy plus time tracking tools. Culture sets the tone, systems make it stick. Start with a written time theft policy that defines what counts as time theft, explains how time is tracked, and lays out a fair, progressive consequence path. For example, verbal warning rightward arrow written warning rightward arrow suspension rightward arrow termination. Apply it consistently to everyone. Then back the policy with the right tooling. A good employee time tracking or monitoring tool should include an intuitive dashboard and easy setup for first-time users. Automated screenshots to capture activity in real time, with privacy controls. Productivity reports and graphs to analyze workflow across weeks and months. Idle versus working hours tracking to measure time actually invested. App and website usage tracking to identify distractions and potential malware. Automated email reports so managers get the numbers without manual chasing. Biometric or verified clock-in to eliminate buddy punching, geofencing / GPS helps for on-site and field teams. The ROI can be substantial. Industry analyses report that organizations deploying automated time tracking recover far more in reclaimed time than the software costs. The point isn't to police minutes, it's to replace guesswork and self-reporting with one fair, objective standard for everyone. EMP Monitor combines an intuitive dashboard, automated screenshots, productivity analytics, idle / active tracking, app and website monitoring, and automated reports, built for corporate, healthcare, finance, legal, and other service teams. It is designed to surface real productivity transparently, so you can manage by data instead of by suspicion. The legal side, handle time theft carefully. Time theft can justify discipline up to termination, but mishandling it creates legal exposure. Keep these principles in mind. Never withhold earned wages. Under the Fair Labor Standards Act, FLSA, you must pay for all hours actually worked. Docking pay to offset suspected time theft can itself be wage theft. Avoid retaliation. Responding to an employee's wage complaint with a time theft counterclaim can be viewed as illegal retaliation unless you can prove intentional fraud. Investigate fairly and document. Have someone other than the discoverer investigate, keep it confidential, gather evidence first, and interview the employee with witnesses present. Use progressive discipline. A documented warning path gives innocent employees a chance to explain. Sometimes, a coworker is buddy punching without their knowledge. Get legal counsel before major action. Consult an employment attorney before suspending or terminating, and check whether losses may be recoverable. This article is general information, not legal advice. Wage and hour rules vary by jurisdiction and change over time. Consult qualified counsel before acting. Conclusion: fix the system, not just the symptom. Time theft is no joke, but it is also not a problem you solve by becoming stricter. The employers who reclaim the most productivity do it by managing time and engagement fairly, a healthy culture that makes people want to do their best, clear expectations and policy, and objective tools that measure real work for everyone equally. Together, those remove both the temptation and the guesswork. Start by defining time theft in writing, choose a tracking approach that fits your team and respects the law, and treat the data as the start of a conversation, not the end of one. Do that, and you protect your bottom line and your honest employees at the same time. Ready to put a stop to time theft? EMP Monitor lets you track, record, and report on your team's real-time activity with screenshots, automated graphs, alerts, and email reports, so you can boost productivity without the hassle and without micromanaging. Frequently asked questions. What is time theft at work? Time theft is when an employee is paid for time they did not actually work, for example, through buddy punching, extended breaks, doing personal tasks on the clock, or inflating a timesheet. It can be intentional or simply the result of losing track of time. Is time theft illegal? It is generally a violation of company policy rather than a crime, and most employers address it with warnings, retraining, or termination. Civil action is possible but costly, so it is usually reserved for large, deliberate cases. Importantly, employers cannot dock earned wages to recover them. The FLSA requires payment for all hours worked. How much does time theft cost employers? Estimates range from about $50 billion to more than $400 billion a year across U.S. businesses, with the average employee accounting for roughly 4.5 lost hours per week. Buddy punching alone is estimated to cost U.S. employers around $373 million annually. What is buddy punching? Buddy punching is when one employee clocks in or out for a coworker who is late, absent, or leaving early. It affects an estimated 75% of U.S. businesses. Biometric or verified clock-in systems reduce it by 95 to 100% because identity cannot be shared. How can I prevent time theft without micromanaging? Combine culture and systems, build a transparent, fairly measured environment with clear goals, then back it with a written policy and objective time tracking tools. Frame monitoring as ensuring fairness and accuracy for everyone rather than as surveillance, and use the data to coach and balance workloads. Can you fire an employee for time theft? Yes, time theft can be grounds for termination, but you should follow a documented, progressive process, investigate fairly, apply your written policy consistently, and consult legal counsel before acting, especially to avoid retaliation or wage and hour claims.